We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN Radio, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. We have with us a celebrity who was involved with the Flavor of Poland series that is broadcast nationally on PBS. Her name is Alexandra August, and she was recommended to be on this program by Halina Koralewski, who came up to me at the 60 Million Congress in Manhattan a few months ago, and she said, you have to have Alexandra August because this Flavor of Poland series is so moving on national television. So let me tell you a little bit about her background. Alexandra August is a Polish-American actress. She was born in a small town called Tuchow, about an hour east of Krakow in the Lesser Poland region. When she was 3 years old, her family emigrated to the United States, and she was raised in Chicago, the place she calls her second home. Alexandra is a graduate of Northwestern University, where she majored in theater and received classical acting training. Our guest today, who's the star of the Flavor of Poland series on PBS, and I've seen the different segments on the internet, and it's very good. First of all, where should people watch this, and what are they going to learn from Flavor of Poland? Alexandra August.
Sure. So first of all, thank you so much, Brian, for that lovely introduction. It's a pleasure to speak with you today and with all of your listeners. So Flavor of Poland is the first 13-episode series in American TV history that provides a true view into Poland and everything that Poland is, everything from its history to its beautiful customs and traditions, and of course to its culinary heritage. So we're very proud to finally bring this sort of platform to American TV viewers and give, I think, close to 10 million Americans who trace their heritage back to Poland the opportunity to finally learn more about the country of their ancestors. So like you said, this is an American television, an American public television program, and it's currently airing on about 40 different stations around the United States, and it's expected to be picked up by many more than that as well. The best way to check your local listing is to go to our website, which is flavorofpoland.com, and we will be introducing a search option where you can put in your state and your city and see which channel airs it nearest to you. So it's several different stations around the U.S. right now that are airing the show, and we're getting a really great response so far. So we're really proud to bring that to the U.S., to U.S. TV viewers.
Wonderful. Let's learn what topics you covered in the last few months and what's coming up on Flavor of Poland broadcast throughout the United States.
Sure. So this is the first series. Again, it's kind of a historic television series in that it's the first to cover so much on Poland. The program takes us across 13 different regions of Poland. In each region, I, as the host, explore it primarily through the capital city of that part of Poland, but in some episodes we also extend beyond the capital as well. We uncover the local history, the local customs, traditions. We meet with locals and kind of get to know that part of Poland a little bit better. And then, of course, once we've gotten that background, we dive into the food and we learn about the different culinary traditions that come from that part of Poland, how they've influenced not only that region, but also national Polish cuisine as well. And then every episode also ends with a culinary segment where I show viewers how to recreate a certain dish or a couple dishes from that region of Poland. So it's 13 different regions that we get to see in this first series. Of course, Poland has 16 regions. We were limited to 13 episodes in this first series, so we were only able to pick 13 of them. But we do hope to have future series as well, and we'll be showing the rest of Poland to US TV viewers when that opportunity arises.
Very good. What was your favorite part of the series you've done on Flavor Poland? What was most fulfilling to you, Alexandra August?
Well, I am Polish-American in every sense of that statement. I was born in Poland, like you said, in a city called Tuchów, actually, that's what it's called. And when I was 3 years old, my family immigrated to the United States and settled here in Chicago. So the United States is what I call home, but at the same time, I grew up with such a strong connection to my Polish roots, and there's such a wealth of knowledge and information that was passed on to me by my family about the country of my ancestors that, you know, I really deeply feel a strong sentiment and a strong connection to my Polish roots within me. So although I received all of this information about who I am and where I come from growing up here in the U.S., Poland was really never something tangible to me. So this program was my first opportunity to really go back to Poland and explore it on a real and physical level. And everything that I grew up knowing, I could finally kind of put into real experience through this journey that I took with Flavor of Poland. So really all of it was the adventure of a lifetime. It was truly special to, for example, step into the parts of Poland that are connected to its earliest nation. You know, that's history that I learned about growing up could experience witness personally. So to be able to Gniezno or cities like Poznań that are connected to, for example, the beginning of the Polish state, that was a truly special experience for me. You know, I did take a handful of trips back to Poland growing up. But I primarily stayed with my grandparents or with my aunts and uncles when I did that. So I was only able to see that part of Poland that my family comes from. This time around, I got to see the whole country. So I hadn't seen the Polish capital, for example, until just now, until I toured with Flavor of Poland. So to be able to see that, to be able to see Poland's various landscapes, and really touch upon its history and experience, its traditions and its customs, and especially its amazing food firsthand, it was all truly special.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going to be coming up on the upcoming programs. Will there be an emphasis on food, on art, on culture? What can we be looking for, and what regions are you going to be highlighting in the next couple months?
Sure. So it's all always that. It will always be history, heart, customs, traditions, and food in every single episode. Each episode, like I mentioned, is dedicated to one specific region of Poland. So far, the episodes that have aired featured the Lesser Poland region and the city of Krakow, the Masovian region, and the capital city of Warsaw, the Subcarpathian region and its capital of Rzeszów. And this last weekend, we featured the Podlaskie region and the city of Białystok. This week, we've got the Warmian-Mazurian region coming up. This is maybe a region of Poland that is less commonly recognized in the United States, but it's called Poland's Land of a Thousand Lakes. It's one of the most picturesque landscapes in Poland and one of the best places in Poland to sample some freshwater fish recipes. So I invite everyone to tune in and watch that. Many, many more. Of course, we're going to visit Poland's coast, to see its tri-cities by the Baltic Sea. We'll travel down south to its beautiful mountain region called Podhale and experience it through its famous mountain town, Zakopane. So we're really seeing the full scale of Poland.
Very good. For those who just tuned in, we're speaking with an international television hostess, and it's the Flavor Poland series. It's in 40 stations across the United States. You can find more information by going to the website flavorofpoland.com. Our guest today is Alexandra August, the hostess of this international program. If you're listening in Chicago, Buffalo, or Montreal, drop us a note. please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent programs on the Rusk Report, as we have had in the last few weeks, Mo Nalon with the employer support of the National Guard, Jack Fairweather, who has written the big-selling book about Witold Pilecki fighting the Nazis in the concentration camps, and Ambassador Eric Javits, who was ambassador for disarmament under President George W. Bush. A little bit more information about our guest, Alexandra August. She spent time in schools where she appeared and worked on numerous theatrical productions, commercials, independent short, and feature films, both in Chicago and L.A. A performer and storyteller at heart, she is honored to now have the opportunity to share her favorite story with American television audiences, the story of Poland, her home country. Little plug here, ESPN 1520 is streaming. You can listen live by going to our website, ESPN1520.com, and clicking on the radio.com or listen tab. And West New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegman stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. And coming up, we'll have U.S. Congressman Tom Reed, who's on the Problem Solvers Caucus, Victoria Damone, daughter of the famous singer Vic Damone, and Sheriff in Erie County, New York, Tim Howard. So let's talk a little bit about the historical importance of Poland. You came from the area not far from Krakow, which I think is one of the most beautiful cities in the world, the beautiful medieval city, and the market square there is to marvel at. I've been there many, many times. Love Krakow. I think it's one of the most beautiful cities worldwide. And I've been to Warsaw, and many beautiful parts have been rebuilt after World War II. Let's talk about the historical importance of Poland. What shines to you?
Sure. So I also agree with you. I love Krakow. It's actually my favorite place in Poland still. Poland is a country with a history that's over 1,000 years old. So, you know, it's been through a lot. It's had a great number of accomplishments, and it's overcome a great many, you know, difficulties. So what really shines to me traveling all around Poland today is how beautifully it's persevered through a lot of turbulence, and how beautifully it's preserved its monuments, its heritage, and how beautifully it respects its many accomplishments today. So traveling back to Poland, you know, you can visit so many different reconstructed monuments, old towns, beautiful squares, carefully preserved relics of history, and, you know, landscapes that are absolutely majestic and beautifully cared for. So it's a country that, although it has struggled much in throughout its long past, it's really kind of come out of that strong, and there's so much to see today. So, you know, that's kind of what really stands out to me when I go back today. I'm just filled with admiration for how much all of that is cared for how much the Polish people care to never forget about everything that they are, and to carefully preserve their identity for the world to see.
Very good. I love Polish food. I love gołąbki. I love hunter's stew. I like naleśniki. There are a lot of good foods that I like. I like pierogi. So let's talk about the cooking of Poland. You sound like the Martha Stewart of Poland. And Martha Stewart is Polish. She, in fact, is supposed to be a distant cousin of mine, because her name was originally Ruszkowski, as my name was Ruskovsky till I was 8 years old. So let's talk about the art of cooking in Poland, Alexandra August with the Flavor of Poland program.
Sure. So the premise for Flavor of Poland kind of came about because of two reasons. The producers with the Independent Film Factory noticed two things happening in the United States. And one is that there's a bit of a surface level amount of information about Polish history and culture, as well as its food. And so both those things became the influence behind the creation of this series. We wanted to shed more light on Poland's many great events and its accomplishments, as well as its true culinary heritage. So those staples that you mentioned are certainly a part of Polish cuisine, but there's so much more to it than that as well. And when you travel back to Poland, you learn that it's this blend of home cooking traditions combined with a lot of courtly traditions that stem back to the times of Poland's kings and queens and its aristocracy, as well as a lot of international influences. And so all of these different traditions have kind of blended and combined together to create very unique dishes, some of which are a lot healthier than we might expect than the ones that we know here in the States. So that's what we wanted to present with this show, is to kind of bring to light those unique dishes that Americans might not be so familiar with quite yet.
And Alexandra August, hostess of Flavor of Poland worldwide, what is your favorite Polish dish?
Oh my gosh, the most difficult question ever.
Oh, give me the top three.
Sure. I think as of today, the Polish sour rye soup is really one of my biggest favorites. It's got this really nice sour taste that's very warming. It's also made with marjoram and a number of herbs that kind of give it a bit of a freshness. And traditionally, it's served with smoked sausages as well as boiled eggs. So it's a very hearty meal, and it's very flavorful. It's got a lot of character and a good kick to it. So that one's one of my favorites. I also really love the Polish red beet soup. It's a big Christmas tradition. It's basically a red beet broth that's served with uszka, which are smaller versions of pierogi. They're like these little dumplings that are typically stuffed with either ground meat or mushrooms. And the soup is served with uszka, and it's consumed primarily for Christmas. But if you're someone like me and you really love it, you have it throughout the year as well. So those two soups, and then I have a weakness for Polish potato pancakes. They're typically served with a meat goulash. I really love the version that the Highlanders have down in the south. So those three dishes, I think, would be kind of my primary three.
I'm getting very hungry.
Okay.
For those who just tuned in to our 17 states listening and much of Canada, and we appreciate words and comments from European and Canadian listeners, drop us a note if you're listening in Buffalo or Chicago or Toronto. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little bit more information about our guest, who's the hostess of the Flavor of Poland series on 40 stations across the United States. Alexandra August is excited to take millions of Americans on this first historic television adventure on Flavor of Poland, introducing them to the history, culture, traditions, rich cuisine, and the true character of Poland. Special thanks to Halina Korolewski, who I was fortunate to meet at the 60 Million Congress in Manhattan a few months ago, and she said, "You have to have Alexandra August of the Flavor of Poland series broadcast worldwide on the Rusk Report," and now we are doing it. Let's talk a little bit about the different regions of Poland. You're traveling with your TV crew throughout Poland. What is special about the different regions, and why should our potential viewers in 17 states and Canada watch Flavor of Poland to see these regions?
Sure. Poland is a lot more diverse than even I thought it would be. Again, I grew up very closely connected to my Polish roots. There's a wealth of knowledge that my family, my parents passed on to me about Poland. I was well aware of its history and its literature, its different landscapes, all of it growing up. So when I embarked on this journey with Flavor of Poland, I thought, okay, this is wonderful. We're going to show the differences amongst the different regions of Poland. But I more or less expected Poland to kind of look and appear and feel the same almost anywhere you went. And although there is this national sentiment, of course, throughout Poland, every single place I touched on, I have to say, was completely different from the rest. Every city, every landscape has its own character, its own atmosphere, and it really draws you into a different kind of world. So, you know, often when I'm asked what my favorite part of Poland is or my favorite city or favorite landscape, it's so difficult to choose because they each have their own distinctness. You can't really compare to the next because it's beautiful and it's special in its own way. So in the series, we cross 13 different regions of Poland, and we take you from cities like Krakow to the capital of Warsaw to cities that connect back to the early days of the Polish state, such as Poznań and the little Gniezno. We visit the tri-cities on the Baltic coast. So we give viewers a look into what Poland's coastal life is like and what traditions and customs and recipes stem out of that. While there, we visit, of course, the historic city of Gdańsk, which was a historic Hanseatic city, actually, on the Baltic Sea, as well as Gdynia and Sopot. Sopot actually is Poland's biggest, I think, vacation destination right now. So you get to see that part of Poland. We also travel to a beautiful, picturesque landscape of Poland, which is known as the Land of a Thousand Lakes. This is Poland's Warmian-Mazurian region. We travel down to the south to Poland's Podhale, which is Poland's mountain region. Everyone might be familiar with the famous mountain town of Zakopane. So we really kind of show, we dive into it all, and you know, in every episode, you really see something new. You see a new landscape, new traditions, a different kind of atmosphere in every place. And of course, the recipes are unique and special in every place as well, all influenced by the local history and the local landscape.
Now, what's fascinating in Zakopane is that beautiful cemetery with all the hand-carved wood statues. Throughout the cemetery. Have you witnessed that?
I actually did not make my way there, unfortunately, but there's a number of very special experiences that I had in Zakopane that I'm sure viewers will be excited to see.
Now, how about the salt mines? Did you tour the salt mines in Poland and the sculptures and artwork in the salt mines?
We spoke about them, but unfortunately, this is the only thing that we regret about the show is that we only have 26 minutes per episode, and within that, we also have to fit in a wealth of information about the cuisine as well. And every episode features a cooking segment at the tail end. So in order to fit all that, there's a lot of information that unfortunately we weren't able to get to quite yet. But again, we do hope that there will be future series and that we can dive deeper into every region of Poland and show different aspects of it in further series.
Let's talk about the travel to Poland. Now, you also live in Chicago, and you're raised in Chicago, and I understand they have direct flights with a lot of airlines. And so it's easy to get to Poland. Let's talk about the travel to Poland and then the travel throughout Poland. I understand there are a lot of new highways in the last 10 years that make travel a lot easier in Poland. Let's talk about travel to and travel in Poland. Alexandra August of the Flavor of Poland series.
Yes, traveling to Poland is very easy nowadays. Like you mentioned, LOT Polish Airlines has direct flights from Chicago, from New York City, and Los Angeles now as well. So getting there isn't difficult. The airlines are very comfortable and very modern. I love traveling with LOT. And then, of course, while you're in Poland, you know, perhaps this might be something new to people who haven't been there in a long time, but the infrastructure has really developed in recent years, and traveling throughout Poland is very comfortable. They've got beautiful bullet trains that can take you from the capital of Warsaw down to Zakopane within, you know, 5 to 6 hours' time. You can travel comfortably, have beverages and food while you're on the journey. So the infrastructure is very modern, it's very quick, it's very comfortable. The hotels are fantastic. It's everything, all the comforts you'd expect from a good vacation is what you're going to get in Poland.
And how about travel from Warsaw to Krakow? How has that improved in the last 20 years?
I take a bullet train between those two cities when I'm there, and I believe it's a two-hour journey now from Warsaw to Krakow and vice versa. So it's a very quick trip. It used to be, I think, around 4 to 5 hours by train.
Yeah, I went by car many times for 5 hours, so it's much better, mm-hmm. the bullet train, for 2 hours. That's wonderful. So you're probably traveling at 120 miles an hour.
Something around that, I think.
Yeah, wonderful. What more should we know about the different regions of Poland that are special, unique, different from regions in the United States? What makes them exciting?
I think the landscape is really what kind of paints a beautiful picture anywhere you go. You know, anything from the beautiful countryside, which to me is kind of the essence of Poland, because it's the where all its food products come from, where all its kind of truly heartfelt traditions were born. So you know, everything from the countryside to its beautiful lakes to its majestic mountains in the south to, you know, the Baltic Sea coast in the north. There's a lot of diversity. Something that I think is unexpected in such a quite frankly small country, at least compared to the United States. So it's really eye-opening, that aspect of it. I think, even I expected Poland to kind of be similar from one place to another, but it's very diverse, it's very different, and there's something unique and different that can be discovered almost anywhere. It's also got a long history, and it's home to, you know, countless monuments that are important on a world scale. There's a number of monuments that are listed under UNESCO as World Heritage Sites. So it's home to a lot of history that's important on a world scale, not just nationally in Poland. So there's a lot to explore, a lot to uncover, and a lot that's been undiscovered up until now, I think, especially here in the United States. So we're glad to finally open up that window and shed light on it.
Very good. I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've learned so much from Aleksandra August. She's the hostess for the Flavor of Poland series that has aired on 40 stations throughout the United States. If you are interested, go to the website flavorofpoland.com. Special thanks to Halina Korolewski, whom I met at the 60 Million Congress in New York, recommending this program from Manhattan. And thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the past 15 years for his hard work and dedication. Thank you for teaching us so much about the history, the richness, the culture, the cuisine of Poland, Aleksandra August. Have a
Thank
great week.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. You too. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.